FC United will face Altrincham in the third qualifying round of the FA Carlsberg Trophy after beating Durham City 3-1 in extra time at Gig Lane on Wednesday night, thanks to goals from Michael Norton, Jimmy Holden and Ashley Mulholland. United eventually turned their possession into a goal on the half-hour mark, as once again a good attack down the flank saw a cross from the left, which was headed back across goal and into the net from Norton.
That's a big red Stones, striding over the halfway line. Looking forward, Norton, edge of the box. Good turn, Mike. Unlucky, good defending. Goes with Jake Cotter, centre circle. Finds Deagle, great turn.
Back post there now, that's what's needed.
Finished.
Norton, goal! It was all about the delivery, but it all started with Ben Deagle there. Absolutely wonderful, and then the ball studded through, left-hand side. I think it was Lee Neville with the cross, and he put some power in that. And the ball was going over. There was Michael Norton. Leaning backwards, heads the ball, cross goal again. A great header as well, because that was a tough header. Yeah,
great absolutely. Bit of strength off Ben, though, to hold the ball up and then just lay Lee Neville in. Superb bit of strength.
Great bit of football, that.
Yeah, it was.
The first half had been controlled by United. They'd kept the visitors to minimal efforts on James Spencer's goal, and the only way back into the game for Durham seemed like it would have to come from a moment of genius or madness. The latter came just 2 minutes into the second half when Dean Stott miscontrolled the ball on the edge of the box, leaving Pure Wall a golden opportunity to fire the citizens' level.
Needed to do some well played there by Thompson. Plays the ball on the left-hand side. There's an opportunity to make it one apiece, and it is
terrible.
One apiece, and it was all down to Dean Stott just completely asleep at the back post there. It was a good ball in from the number 10, and a mirror image of exactly what happened on Saturday, a minute into the second half, and Durham are back on level pegging.
Yeah, Dean should have just gone straight to the ball there. What he's trying to do is allow the ball to come across his face, and the kids come on his blind side, just took it straight off him, put it in the net.
From that point on, the game became a mixture of United building pressure through good possession play, and the visiting team defending resolutely and looking dangerous on the counter-attack. In the dying minutes, it looked like Rocker was determined for the game not to go for an extra 30 minutes, as he took on the visiting defence from both sides but couldn't find the final product. An extra 30 minutes was needed, and this is where the strength and depth for United came into play. Mulholland and Holden, who had both been brought on with 20 minutes left of the original 90, looked the most dangerous players on the pitch, and their freshness certainly paid off. Holden made it 2-1 just 3 minutes into the extra period, as he got his head to a Rocker cross from the right and beat Winter at the far post.
Norton plays all the way back to Stott. Stott now looks up. Decent delivery needed towards the back post. He's on the end of it. Jimmy Holden! Goal!
Great ball.
Wonderful ball there by Stott. And why, as Les quite rightly said, why didn't we do that 5 minutes ago and put us out of our misery? But no, FC can't do it the easy way. They have to make it hard for us. And it's FC United of Manchester 2, Durham City 1.
Once that goal had gone in, there was only one team going to win the game, and when United were awarded a penalty for shoving the box early in the second period of extra time, it looked like they would be playing out the last minutes with a two-goal cushion. But Mike Norton saw his penalty well saved by Winter, who for the second time in 4 days was having a great game between the sticks. A two-goal margin did eventually come through, and the tie was wrapped up with just seconds to go. Mulholland surged forward from the right to gain space inside the box before firing past Winter to bag his first goal for the club.
Ball's put through
Go
there.
On, Jimmy.
Jimmy Holden can make it three. Cuts inside superbly well. Holds the ball right hand side. He was unselfish there, really. And it's Mulholland driving. Ports the ball. Goal.
Great
yes, it is. 3-1.
Great goal. Superb finish. He was very unselfish there, James.
James Holland did very,
very
well.
Very unselfish.
Very unselfish.